Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to my self-audio recording. You're in for a wild one. My name is Raymond Wu, but people call me Wu, or Ray, or just Raymond down here in San Diego. I'm a freshman here, and I'm from the Bay Area near San Francisco called Daly City. Unlike San Diego, Daly City weather is terrible. I mean, really terrible. It's really, really cold, and it has fog 24/7. This is one of the main reasons why I came down to San Diego, because I wanted to live in nice weather for a change. Also, I just wanted to move away from home as far as possible. And also, San Diego had my major kinesiology. With this major, I am hoping to go to USC to finish my grad school and become a physical therapist. Also, a little more about myself. I love sports. I'm 5'10", Asian, and love basketball. I've been playing for 8 years, and I can't wait till I try out for a basketball team next year. For my high school career, I played as a small forward. Another sport I did was track and field. It was a really fun sport. I ran the 100 meters, the 200 meters, the 4x100 relay, high jump, and long jump. As for basketball, we had a winning season but never won a championship. But then for track, we won the championship every year. The only thing that sucked about our school was that we didn't have a football team. The story goes is that some of our players in 1992 stole the equipment and sold it to our rival, and from then we never had enough money to get another team. Speaking of football, my roommate loves football, and in order for you to obtain an unbiased opinion of me, I will bring in a third party, which happens to be my roommate. I have just known him for a little longer than a month, and here is John Lee Mars.
Hey guys, John Lee Mars here. I'm Raymond Wu's roommate, as he just introduced me, and I'm here to tell a few things. Now, first thing, Raymond Wu is the biggest jerk you will ever meet. If you're a lady, do not talk to him. He will tear your heart apart, because you'll love him so much, and he'll abandon you. And if you believe a word I said, then you need to forget everything I said, because you are very gullible. Because Raymond Wu is one of the most genuine people I have ever met in my life. He is so great, so awesome. He's just an all-around guy. He's a good cook, he's a good athlete, he's a great roommate, cleans up after himself. He's a pretty good person. I wish I was like him sometimes. Now I know what you're saying, but John, he's just a regular person. How could one person be that great? Well, you know what I'd say to you, physics class that Raymond Wu is enrolled in? I would say that every once in a while, someone is that great, truly that great. For example, I'll tell you a story. This one time, I was partying, and I'm a pretty big partier, and I was pretty wasted. So I call Raymond, and I'm like, man, I am so wasted right now, man. I have no idea where I am. You know what he did for me? He came to the house where I was. I was passed out on the couch. He picked me up, and he carried me all the way back to our apartment. I woke up the next morning, and I was like, where am I? How did I get here? And Raymond, he just looked at me and said, you walked back. And I knew that he did something so generous to me that I hope I can repay him back sooner or later. It is my sole goal in life, thus, to be as great as Raymond Wu. Now, Raymond's physics class, I've distracted you from the main point of this speech. Raymond Wu, back to him.
Hello again. Now onto the topic of physics. Why am I taking physics? I am taking physics because I had one of the last orientations since I couldn't decide which school to go to. And as a result, I could not get chem, so now I am in physics. In high school, I liked physics. It was a fun subject and the experiences were really interesting. For our last project, we got to build a gravity car monitored by 1 kilogram of mass and had a class competition on whose car went the farthest. My group and I got second place. I believe physics is a hard subject, but it keeps our mind thinking a certain way than other subjects. It is basically like advanced math, where we have to use our brain to solve certain problems. We will probably not use physics ever again, but the process of solving problems will always be there, and I believe we will be solving problems our whole lives. It just gives us a better knowledge to look at certain problems and use our brain to solve whatever is needed. Sorry if you don't know what I'm trying to say, because I'm having trouble explaining as well. This is my opinion though, and I'm sure you have your own. As of now, I am loving college, but have tons of homework, but I guess that's what college is. Thank you for listening, and good luck for the rest of the year in San Diego. Goodbye.